This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and man, oh man, if only we had something to talk about tonight. Apparently, we don't have a Speaker of the House anymore, and I'm sure that's going to dominate discussion tonight. And it will here in just a couple minutes. We're going to dive into all the McCarthy news. Maybe this is your first update on the news of the day. I'll give you the news of the day, but it's going to be Kevin McCarthy's speaker talk. I have good news for everybody out there in case you thought we were going to talk about the GOP and the speakership the whole time. About 1 hour from now, we're going to do a little history because today is an anniversary. That whole Black Hawk Down thing that was 30 years ago today. We're going to do a little background on it just to help people get some context. We'll do that an hour from now. RFK Jr. still out there. NBC thinks Latinas are pro-abortion. Trump got himself in trouble on social media by the judge. The Air Force can't make recruiting goals.
And why are you gay?
All that and so much more is still to come tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to the McCarthy stuff, which I will get to in 30 seconds, bear with me. We have to do something first. We make it a priority to do this on this show. I will not tell you it will happen every time. I will try to make it happen every time, but sometimes we miss things. As you know, the fallen men and women who fall in combat and service to this country are honored on this show. And that counts training accidents, training mishaps are ignored by virtually everybody. We don't like to talk about them, think about them. We're embarrassed. We're ashamed. Nobody likes to make movies about the training accident. But the men and women in our armed forces who die during training are every bit the hero of the guy charging the machine gun nest. They died in service to this nation, and oftentimes others may live because of their sacrifice. Before we get to the McCarthy thing, you should know there was a crash, single vehicle crash in Alaska. I don't have all the details yet, but I do know we lost two soldiers today, two U.S. Army soldiers. Their families are probably getting that knock at the door either as we speak or shortly. So we're not going to talk names or anything like that, but we are going to honor them before we talk politics and everything else. So rest in peace, warriors. Say a prayer for their families tonight. All right. Let us tackle the news of the day. Well, first of all, let's rewind back to January of this year, and let's see how everything started.
You trust us, hold us accountable. On that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. Our job is to work for you, not go after you. We're putting it out to the entire country. This is what we'll do.
That was Kevin McCarthy back in January. That didn't end up working out. In fact, they just got done with an appropriations bill funding the IRS agents, DOJ, and everything else. And, well, Here's what happened today, in case you've been under a rock all day long.
Yeah, it surely is historic. The first time this has happened since 1910, and I think you couldn't have said it better in terms of the chaos that was erupting here on the House floor, obviously. The Speaker has been removed. I think it's important to point out that Patrick McHenry, a top McCarthy ally, has been appointed to serve as the temporary Speaker, if you will.
Okay, we got it. Kevin McCarthy is no longer the Speaker of the House. You woke up this morning. Kevin McCarthy was the Speaker of the House of Representatives. He's the man standing right behind Dome. Not that he's the first, but right behind Dome in line for the presidency. Or I should say he was, because he's not anymore. As you just heard, Patrick McHenry is the new Speaker of the House. Temporarily, I should note. Pro tem. He's not really the Speaker. We don't technically have a speaker. Now, what are you supposed to think about all this? What am I supposed to think about all this? Well, one, before we even dig into that, let's get something out of the way right off the bat. War, political and real, war is a lot of things. Horrible, scary, it's a lot of things. But one thing war is never, ever, 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 ever. War is never simple. War is complicated. It's complex. Good guys, bad guys. What is good? What is bad? What is helping? What is hurting? But that is very rarely crystal clear when it comes to people combating other people, whether it be in the political arena or on the battlefield. That's just a fact. We don't like that. I don't like that, and you don't like that. And here's why we don't like that. It's hard to understand when it's complicated. We complain a lot about how communists will twist American history, for instance. And you've heard me complain about this a million times when you have something like the Civil War is a great example. You have something like the Civil War and America's broken, despicable education system. What do they teach everybody? Everyone in this country, what do they learn about the Civil War? What? North good, South bad, blip. That's it. That's all they learn. You're over with the Civil War lessons in about 5 seconds. North good, South bad. Everyone in the North was a slave-hating saint who only wanted to help black people. And everyone in the South was a Nazi, basically a member of ISIS. That's all you learn in school. But why is it presented that way? Because they're dirty commie scum? Yes. But also because it's simple. Human beings love simple and easily digestible things. That's the good guy. That's the bad guy. This is the right thing. That's the wrong thing. Do this. Don't do that. He's always right. He's always wrong. We love simple. I'm a simple man. I'm the most simple. I'm way more simple than you are. I know. I love simple. But that's not how life works. Now, let me ask you, as we unpack all this Matt Gaetz, Kevin McCarthy stuff and dig through all this stuff today, let me ask you maybe a little riddle, if you will. What is that thing that we all hate, even though it is inevitable and oftentimes good for us? What is it? What is the thing we all hate, even though it's inevitable and almost always it's good for us? What is it? Chris, Michael, any guesses? Nothing? You guys are stupid. Change. Change is inevitable. It's coming no matter what. We all hate it. I hate it. You hate it. Don't adjust the burger recipe at my favorite restaurant. Don't adjust the traffic on my way to work. Don't adjust the wife. I don't want the wife to adjust her fettuccine recipe. It's a great fettuccine recipe. What do you mean you added more of this? Don't change. No change. You don't like change. I don't like change. Yet change comes. Now, Matt Gaetz, Kevin McCarthy. Remember, we have three different entities we're dealing with here. And so just like we did last night, let's simplify this. There's the Kevin McCarthy. Then there's the Freedom Caucus, for the most part, the Freedom Caucus types, the Chip Roys, the Thomas Massies. Then there's the Matt Gaetz guys, the people who voted today to oust Speaker McCarthy. In case you're wondering what their names are, Biggs, Buck, Brichette, Crane, Gaetz, Good, Mace, and Rosendale. Those are the names of the people, the Republicans who voted with Democrats today to remove Kevin McCarthy from Speaker of the House. Historic. Gigantic. But what are we supposed to make of it? What do we do with this? Who's the good guy? Who's a bad guy? Let's discuss it. I know one person who's a bad guy. The guy who lets his family starve to death. That what, Chris? That guy's always a bad guy. You see, I already know I'm a bad guy. But because I don't want to be any worse, everyone in my home has their own three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. That's me trying to be better. Because as many screw-ups as I've done in my life, at least my family's not going to starve to death when these people destroy our food supply. Did I mention we're going to discuss something eye-popping here in a moment when it comes to the economy and the world at large? Please get an emergency three-month food kit. If you don't have one now, you'll regret it in about 10 minutes when I go over this. My Patriot Supply has some 25% off. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com because prep time starts now. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's a little dark, Chris. Don't you think that music's a little dark? And I know he's speaking German there. Do we know exactly what he's saying, Chris? You hate me? I know I hate you, but that's what he's saying? You hate me? Isn't that a little heavy for the show? You know what? Don't worry about it, Chris. It's fine. It's fine. Look, it's fine. It's fine. All right, whatever, Chris. Play your hate music. Okay, we'll get you some therapy. It's fine. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to do history in 45 minutes. We're even going to take phone calls later over all this chaos. It's so much fun tonight. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy's out. Matt McGaetz stands up. What do we actually think about all this? I need to clarify that I understand how many people are uncomfortable today. I understand being uncomfortable today because this is a huge change. We had some guy in the House. It's only 7-8 Republicans. They step up. They bounce the Speaker of the House. What is the plan? I see so much of this now. What is the plan? And so many of these concerns are 1,000% valid. But conceptually, hear me out. Let me just read it. And I want to make sure I give credit where it's due. This is courtesy of Zero Hedge. I'm not changing the subject. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. You know what our debt is, right? $33 trillion. It surpassed $33 trillion. Did you know that we have added almost $300 billion in debt in one day? And that $33 trillion? No, just stay with me, please. I'm going somewhere with this. That $33 trillion? 3 months it took to add $1 trillion to the national debt. Now, I'm explaining this because I'm trying to explain in a way that people can't see. I know you can see it, but in a way Normie Norm can't see, I'm trying to explain where we are. 3 months, we added $1 trillion to the debt. When you study the end of civilizations, the end of nations, as we have talked about many times, I find the subject fascinating, so I study it endlessly. Almost always, it starts slow, and then all at once, everything's just gone. We are adding $1 trillion to the debt every 3 months. You think I'm changing the subject? I'm trying to explain to everyone. And it doesn't even matter if you're a hate listener, one of the dirty commie hate listeners, or a low-T GOP hate listener, or whether you're an anti-communist, or whether you're in the middle, or whether you're a freaking dog whose owner just happened to turn on the radio. It doesn't matter who you are. The debt is coming. The train is coming. And life as you and your parents and their parents before them have always known it is about to change. Wrap your mind around that. For generations, you and your line have only known one standard of living in this country, one general life, and it's about to change for 300 million Americans. The debt is coming. Toot, toot. The train is almost here. Exponentially, it's being added now. We are in the final game before this debt shatters this nation.
Now let's go to this whole Kevin McCarthy, Matt Gaetz thing. What am I saying in all this stuff? Am I saying Kevin McCarthy is a saint and should have been saved? No, my gosh, no. Am I saying I'm happy he's gone? Yeah, kind of. I hate Congress. Yeah, I'm really happy he's gone. Am I saying Matt Gaetz, he is a selfless fighter who's only up there on your and my behalf? Oh, don't be naive. He's already sending fundraising emails off of it. He wants to be governor of Florida. Come on. I'm not saying that either. But what I am saying is this. We need gigantic wholesale changes if we have even a prayer at saving this country for my grandchildren and your grandchildren. Mine aren't even born yet. We don't need little changes. We don't need a return to norm. We don't need to get back to business. We don't need to do things the right way. We need gigantic changes to avoid an absolute life-changing disaster for this nation. Huge changes must come. And not only that, I don't know if you can hear this. I do my own sound effects. That's me tapping my watch. The clock is ticking. And so now that we need huge changes, well, changes are starting to come. They are. We're starting to see things. You're starting to see things. I'm starting to see things we've never seen before. And because we're seeing change, it oftentimes makes us all uncomfortable. And I understand that when it makes people uncomfortable. But here's the thing about change. Because it's uncomfortable, and because inherently you don't want it, and I don't want it, and we just want things to be simple, and we want things to remain the same, because change is hard, and because we don't want it, change agents, or system disruptors, as I have called them many times, change agents rarely take the form we want them to take. Do you want me to use an example we can all understand? You know what? You know what we are right now on the right? Here's what we are. We are a movement that has spent the last 50, 60 years filling up the toilet with poop. More poop and more poop and more poop. And now what do we have? We've said, hey, someone's got to better take care of the poop. Hey, there's too much poop in there. Someone get the poopy out of the toilet. There's a lot of poop. But yet the poop has only grown and grown and grown and grown and grown and grown and grown. And now it's overflowing with poop. And so what do? We decided we need a change. So we call up a plumber. Hey, get a plumber in here. And the plumber shows up. He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's got a tattoo on his forearm of a naked woman. And we're looking at him and we say, what? I need the toilet drained, but not by this guy. Aren't there any plumbers who don't smoke? I need one without tattoos. Isn't there one who can do this the right way? The right way was for when there was one little turd in the toilet. One turd was 60, 70 years ago. Now it's full. And now that plumber's coming inside. I will elaborate further and explain what I mean in a moment. But look, this is what I'm talking about. This is when I press people and say, you have got to be strong enough to accept a future that looks different. This is why I tell you about your T levels, honestly. This is why I tell you about your T levels all the time. Because if you are just a naturally anxiety-ridden, effeminate man, you are not going to be able to withstand what is coming. The never-ending change and chaos and discomfort. Maybe that male vitality stack needs to be expedited to your house. Look, I take one every day. All natural herbal supplements, not big pharma crap. CHOQ.com. My boys at Chalk, they hook me up with a male vitality stack every day. It's three different natural herbal supplements. You want to get yourself prepped, ready? You want to be focused? You want to have the energy for what's coming? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Go get one. Female vitality stacks, male vitality stacks. Let's talk about those change agents and the poopy in the toilet. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And look, we got all kinds of stuff to get to. So you're going to have to be patient on me getting to any calls. I'll get to those way later on. We have to finish the McCarthy Gate stuff. I'm going to give you some history in about a half hour from now. By popular request, we are going to do something an hour and a half from now at the start of the third hour. All right, you ready for this? Before I get back to the Gates McCarthy stuff? So, you know, I tell personal stories about various stupid things I've done and experienced and crazy things and whatnot. You know how I do that? There's a story I've only told one time on the air. The one time I told this story, we were actually kicked off of one of the affiliates that we have. You know how this show's on 200 stations nationwide, coast to coast? The last time I told this story, they found it to be so offensive, they kicked us off the station. So naturally, I'm going to be dialing that story up again in about an hour and a half from now. There's your reward for all this crappy political talk. So we got history a half hour from now, offensive stories an hour and a half from now. So let's get back to this change agent stuff. Jesse, but Kevin McCarthy sucks. He's the worst thing ever.
Do you think Ashley Babbitt was murdered, or do you think the police officer who shot her was doing his job?
I think the police officer did his job.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy's an idiot. I'm glad he's gone. But Jesse, now that Kevin McCarthy's gone, this could result in a disaster in the House. Yes, also correct. Yes, I'm very concerned about that. This could result in a disaster in the House. But Jesse, Matt Gaetz was going by the letter of the law, the agreement. Kevin McCarthy violated the agreement and Gaetz did the right thing and fought for us. Yes, he 100% did. Yes, I agree. But Jesse, Matt Gaetz is a selfish jerk just running for governor and he's a blowhard idiot. Yes, also 100% agree. Yes, yes. All these things are true. If you fall down on those side of the issues, all those things are true. I'm not denying the truth of any of those things wherever you are right now. What I am saying is Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate both just came together to distribute billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in money we are borrowing. The national debt is adding $1 trillion every 3 months. The show's almost over, baby. The clock is a ticking. We're not doing that thing we used to do 100 years from now. Can you imagine that? I'm 42. We are going to have a goddamn crisis before I am buried and dead unless I die on the way home tonight. It's coming. Big time. World ending kind of stuff. So we need change. Well, change is uncomfortable. Change is ugly. And the change agents themselves, we've had, okay, let me add this. What were people's main problems with Trump? The people who hate Trump, people on the left who hate him, people on the right who hate him, there's a lot of that now since primary, but people who hate Trump, what do they say a lot? He doesn't do things normal. He's a blowhard, or he's vulgar, or he's this, or he's that, or he's selfish, or he's this, or that. I've never argued with you about any of those things. Yeah, okay, fine. Yes, I agree. Yes. Selfish, no question. Narcissist, yep, all those things are true. Still, we needed change. Trump was a change agent at a time we needed a change agent, a system disruptor. And this is the part I'm trying to explain, my ugly analogy with the plumber. Change agents. You say you want change. You say you want change. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. But change agents don't ever look like we want them to look because nursery rhyme conservatism has lied to us. Nursery rhyme conservatism has told us for years that a warrior looks like Captain America and his teeth are perfect and he never cusses and he says, yes, ma'am, and he's got six-pack abs. But change doesn't look like that at all. Change is a chain-smoking biker who's got 10 felonies on his record.
And he's going to do things that make uncomfortable. And he's going to fart at dinner time. And he's going to rub his dirty boots on the carpet. And he's going to make you mad. And he's going to be a bad house guest. And you don't like him, but you said you wanted change. Well, here it is. Have you ever gotten into a place in your life, or maybe you're there right now? I'm out of shape. I'm too fat. I need to lose weight. Is there a way to lose weight that doesn't involve sweating, heavy breathing, smelling ugly, red in the face? There's not. Not a good one, anyway. Change is ugly. Wholesale, gigantic changes are necessary. That doesn't mean you, and it doesn't mean me. It doesn't mean we're going to love every change agent that comes along. And I would argue this, you probably never want to love them because they're all going to be ugly with all kinds of spots and things like that on them. So don't ever fall in love with them. Remember, don't ever fall in love with them. But if they are moving the ball in a direction that is different than the one we've been heading in, can't we all agree that that's an improvement? Both parties just met. And they didn't meet to do funding. They met and agreed that nothing would change. So if today we have some members of the House who decided things would change, Gates, Biggs, Buck, Burchett, Crane, Gates, Good, Matt, or I read Gates twice, Mace, Rosendale. If today Republicans stepped up and said things should change, well, I'm not mad at them. I'm also not mad at the Freedom Caucus types, the Thomas Massie types, the Chip Roy types, who said this wasn't necessary. Not mad at them either. Thomas Massie's a patriot. Chip Roy's a patriot. There aren't many of them in the House. I don't go throwing out the patriots every time I get mad at them. You want change? Here you go. And look, Gates was obviously having the time of his life out there on the House.
It is
today.
Lovely to hear from the principal architect of Mr. McCarthy's debt limit deal. But here's the reality. The only Republicans in America who believe that the debt limit deal was conservative are in this chamber right now. Because all over America, Republicans think that when you negotiated that debt limit deal, they took your lunch money. I reserve.
Gentleman reserves his time. Gentleman from Oklahoma.
Yeah. And I hear a lot of people saying Gates didn't make himself any friends in the House today. A lot of people booing Gates. Gates doesn't want to make friends in the House. He's running for governor of Florida. That's why he did it.
I didn't hear a single member express any sense that we felt responsible for, quote unquote, saving Speaker McCarthy or helping Speaker McCarthy.
We are following our leader, and we are not saving Kevin McCarthy.
Democrats didn't come in and save him. Matt Gaetz, who you may love, you may hate, blew the whole thing up, and now Kevin McCarthy's gone. Again, you can think it's good, you can think it's bad, whatever. Moving forward, it's going to be uncomfortable. We cannot save this country in a way that is comfortable. It's not possible. We can't get back to norms. We can't just get the job done. I see so many people today on the right saying things like, well, how are they going to get back to the people's business? How are they going to get back to the, what did you just say? How are they going to get back to the people's business? Hey, Chris, Michael, I realize I'm a little bit older than you guys, but you guys are pretty wise. Would somebody clue me in real quick? When was the last time the House did the people's business? The 40s or 50s? That sounds about right, Chris. When was the last time the House did anything that you got up in the morning and you looked and just said, nice, that is just my speed. Good job, guys. Get back to the people's business. I'm hearing people say that now that there's no speaker, the business of the House is shut down until there is a speaker. And I'm here saying, sounds like a plan. I don't know going forward if this will all work out in the end. Or if it will end in this. I don't know. I don't know for 100% fact that this will end in disaster. Here's what I do know. For 100% fact, doing what we've always done will. That's what I know. Period. End of story. Now, I'm going to let people have their say. Not yet. Not yet. We still have history to do in 10 minutes. I have other things I want to get to. There are a lot of other things that happened today. I just wanted to make sure we're all getting our heads right on this stuff. and we're all preparing ourselves, not just for today. Remember, it's not about today. Today's a news story, and it's a big story. Don't get me wrong. It's a world story. News organizations around the planet will be talking about this. So it is a big story. But going forward, every time the right gets whipped up in a frenzy, this is a disaster, it's the end of the world, we're going to lose, there is going to be a massive sea change before this country can be saved, or this country will not be saved. It's simply that. That's all there is to it. All right. Get to a couple emails here before we do some history and things. And I am going to let you have your say. I have no doubt opinions are all over the map. We'll get to that later on next hour. I have a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk about first. Yes, we are going to address. You know what? I'll address this terrible story out of New York next with this dude who got stabbed. It's really awful. Let me reiterate. I don't care where you are or what you're doing. I don't care whether you're taking the trash out, going for a jog, whether you're on a date. Ladies, fellas, hear me now. I know you like to get all dolled up and looking pretty. No matter what you're doing, you should have something on your physical possession that will stop an evil man whenever you encounter him. A young couple on a date, and now he's gone and she won't be getting a second date. Get a hero gun in your hands and carry it with you if that's too big. Jesse, I don't like it. It's too big. Then get a hero arrow, even smaller. A little remote control. There's no more. Jesse, it's too big. I can't handle it. Hero arrow shoots pepper gel. It will stop a bad man. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Go get it. It's even got a 120 decibel alarm that might save your life. Non-lethal. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse is what gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What a day. I can't get the smile off my face. It is the last thing in the world you should do on a day like today is break away from the news and go talk about other stuff. So, of course, that's what we're going to do. Because 30 years ago today, Gothic Serpent happened. What is Gothic Serpent? Beyond being the coolest name for an operation ever, that was the Black Hawk Down stuff. Am I going to tell the whole Black Hawk Down story in 10 minutes? No, you've seen the friggin' movie. I'm going to give you the little bits that maybe you didn't know. We're going to go over just a little bit of background of that just to honor those people today. And we'll do all kinds of other stuff. This RFK thing is going bad, and we got COVID stuff and all kinds of stuff tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Another thing you have to keep in mind before we do a couple emails and some other things and this knifing, which I'm going to get to next. Another thing to keep in mind when it comes to politics now. Between now and the end of the Republican primary, it is difficult for people on the right to understand who to trust on the right. Which politician, which radio guy, TV guy, whoever it may be. Who do you trust? Whose opinion do you trust? You know why? Because they're all in different factions based on the primary, and oftentimes those primary factions, they will reveal themselves in other ways. I mean, you remember, look, one of the best things about Trump's campaign so far in this primary, one thing his campaign should be very, very proud of, I know I'm going to get all kinds of hate for this, and I don't care, that's fine. You can email me your hate, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. His surrogates, they are willing to completely say anything and everything in order to defend Trump and blast other people. Byron Donalds of Florida, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Carrie Lake, the people who have endorsed Wesley Hunt in Houston, the congressmen and otherwise who've endorsed Trump, they will routinely not only hit the campaign trail for Trump, they'll lie or say whatever on his behalf. That's not a negative. That's how politics is played. They play dirty, right? Matt Gaetz and Byron Donalds and Wesley Hunt. Remember like 15 minutes ago when they were calling Ron DeSantis in Florida a racist for some law he passed? Well, all that was doing, that was surrogacy on behalf of Trump. That's good hard-knuckle primarying right there. I like that stuff. Well, you didn't think DeSantis was going to miss a moment to come on back and get him, did you? I will say this. Matt Gaetz might have a long hill to climb to be governor of Florida because Ron DeSantis has not forgotten about that whole Gaetz endorsing Trump thing.
Well, look, I was actually, Chad mentioned back in the day, you know, I was one of the guys that opposed McCarthy before it was cool. You know, now you're in a situation where they haven't produced results. And that's just the reality. At the same time, though, I look at guys like Chip Roy, Tom Massey, Jim Jordan, and they're basically saying that there's not a plan to go forward with whatever Matt Gaetz is doing. And so I'm somebody, if I go down a road, I will deliver results for it. I'm not just going to do it and flail around. It's not going to just be about fundraising. I would have a plan in place to be able to deliver what I'd promised to deliver. I'm not sure that there's a plan in place on this. I guess we'll see as this vote unfolds.
Yeah, well, you know, there's not a plan in place. This is all just going to blow everything up. But what that was a shot at old Gaetz. All right, now let's deal with something else here. Something we have talked about before. Something we will keep talking about. I'm looking at story after story after story here. Democrat congressman carjacked at gunpoint in Washington, D.C. Pretty ugly bit of business.
This happened less than a mile away from the Capitol. And my place, you got our leader, Hakeem, there, Catherine Clark, that lives there, a whole bunch of members that live in that place. So.
That is Henry Cuellar. Also, we had a 32-year-old man in New York City, one of these commie activists, stabbed to death by somebody while he was out with a date on the sidewalk. If you'd like, I would not recommend it. You can go watch video of the thing. It's very, very sad. It's awful. We have that New York City professor pulling out a machete. What, Chris? Don't be jealous because you don't speak Spanish. I don't. This jealousy pouring out of you is gross. All right, we can get you some classes. Or I can teach you. Well, you want, Chris, I can teach you uno and dos and tres and whatever. Anyway, New York City professor with a machete was just, well, let off scot-free after she held a machete to a man's neck. All this, what does all of it have in common? What it all has in common is there is no saving these blue areas until things get worse and worse and worse. And worse and worse. It can't be done. It can't be done. Until the people in these areas decide we need change, there won't be any. Did you hear the D.C. mayor today?
We need more officers. We don't have the officers that we need. And sadly, we've lost 300 to 400 officers in the last 4 years. We haven't had officers in our schools. And we have policies that make it difficult to recruit new officers.
No, you don't say. New officers don't want to have to go risk life in prison every time they go off to arrest some scumbag out there in D.C. What am I saying? These people, including this activist, we don't celebrate anybody's death. We don't do that. We will never do that. But they've convinced themselves. America's communists have convinced themselves that they will be exempted from the results of their policies. And I don't know how they managed to convince themselves of that, but they have. It'll never touch me. I'm one of the good ones. I'm going to be nice. No. The little animals that you have chosen to coddle, you turned them loose so they would destabilize and destroy a society. And they're doing that. But the little animals, they're not actually communists. They're useful to your cause, but they're just animals. That feral little dog that stabbed that guy on the sidewalk, that's less than a worm. And you wanted him out of jail, and he got out and he did what feral dogs do. And there's no saving you until you change how you vote. It's that simple. All right, enough of that. It's history time. Well, that and our money's in trouble.
Hi, I'm Jay Powell. I'm the chair of the Federal Reserve. And I want you to know that the Federal Reserve is now on Instagram and Threads.
The Federal Reserve, as the debt is about to destroy the nation, they are putting out public statements announcing that they're on Instagram now. So if you wouldn't mind getting some gold or silver in your hands now, before these people wreck us all, that would probably be a good idea. Remember, we're not talking about gold bars and, you know, you need a bank vault. We're talking just coins, man. It's just a little box. Gold coins, silver coins, whatever you can do. Get it as part of your 401k, too, so you don't lose your retirement. But these people, they're not slowing down. They're going full steam ahead. They're just going to do it on Instagram. Anyway, go to jessekellygold.com and start taking care of that now. You need it in your physical possession. jessekellygold.com. That's where you go do that. Oxford Gold makes everything easy. That's the place to do it. jessekellygold.com.
This is an iHeart podcast.